Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Now, the second deadly sin is envy. And the Catechism says that envy leads to the worst sins. It was envy that fueled the first murder of human history. And of the seven deadly, envy is the one most clearly associated with Satan. The Book of Wisdom says it was through the devil's envy that death entered the world. And the Book of Isaiah presents Satan as wanting what belonged to God, the very throne of God. And Satan himself tries to get Jesus to give him the worship that belongs to God alone. Again, Satan seems to be eaten up by envy, and he infects Adam and Eve with this envy when he promises them that they'll be like God. And really, of all the other sins, only envy hates the good of my brother. Only envy rejoices at evil, the evil that befalls my brother. There's a sense in which, of all the sins, envy gets the closest to real malice. If that's not diabolical, then what is? So, what's a definition of envy? Envy is sadness at the sight of another's goods, and the disordered desire to take it from them, even unjustly. And it's a malicious pleasure when they lose that good. With envy, all we care about is doing better than others and not letting them do better than us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Surprisingly, envy comes from insecurity. Fulton Sheen once said that an inferiority complex and a superiority complex are really the same thing. Think of how an arrogant person behaves. He constantly sings his own praises, sometimes subtly, sometimes not so subtly. He one-ups everyone else's story. He finds reasons to criticize other people's accomplishments and tears them down in gossip with the hope of raising himself up. But then you ask yourself, why would someone behave like that? The only reason you'd behave like that, talking yourself up and tearing other people down, is if you felt as though your own worth, your own value, was constantly at stake, constantly at risk, constantly needing to be justified. In other words, if you were constantly concerned about your own worth, if you thought your own worth was doubtful and precarious, in other words, you only act superior if you are terrified that you are, in fact, totally inferior. That's what Sheen meant. A superiority complex is an inferiority complex. And we only suffer from envy because we believe that someone else's excellence highlights our own worthlessness. And that terrifies us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery, our own insecurity and potential worthlessness terrifies us. And when we're terrified, we only want to escape. And that's when Satan tempts us in 1,001 ways to escape by distracting ourselves with news and entertainment. In the Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis portrays a senior demon named Screwtape who is training his nephew, Wormwood, in the art of tempting and undermining a human's faith and virtue. And Screwtape suggests filling our time with trivial and distracting pursuits. And this constant engagement with insignificant tasks, well, it serves multiple purposes. First, by keeping us preoccupied with time-wasting activities, Screwtape ensures that we have ample opportunity to compare ourselves with others. This comparison often leads to feelings of inadequacy and then envy. And the lack of meaningful engagement prevents us from feeling satisfied with our own life. So instead of cultivating gratitude and contentment, we become fixated on what others have, again, fostering envy. And this continuous comparison and distraction from personal growth, well, it contributes to a diminished sense of self-worth. So all this distraction and comparison results in a deep sense of discontent, which in turn fuels envy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. So envy really comes from insecurity, which arises when we don't know our true identity and personal worth, and when we don't know God's plan and His will for our lives. So, to overcome envy, we just need to know these two fundamental things. Our identity and personal value are not determined by achievements or personal traits or relationships or wealth or power or fame or the ability to do as we please. No. Our identity and our personal worth, it's a gift from God. God bestowed our identity and worth upon us when He created us in His image and infused us with His divine life at baptism, making you His adopted son or daughter, destined to reign with Him in heaven. Your inherent worth is infinite. Additionally, God uniquely created each one of us with distinct qualities. Why? Because He has a specific role and mission that only we can fulfill. We are handcrafted in single batches, so to speak. So understanding that we are children of the King of the universe with a unique purpose, well, that eliminates the desire to be someone else. Therefore, one effective remedy for envy is to every day think about and drill into our minds our true identity, and then to seek through prayer and spiritual direction God's will for us. And then when we focus on who we are in God's eyes and the unique mission He gave us, well, nothing holds greater significance than that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The second way to conquer envy is by two virtues, goodwill and gratitude. C.S. Lewis wrote, God wants to bring the man to a state of mind in which he could design the best cathedral in the world and know it to be the best and rejoice in the fact without being any more or less or otherwise glad at having done it than he would be if it had been done by another. That's a great mindset. And we can cultivate this and conquer envy with these two virtues, goodwill and gratitude. Goodwill is the virtue in which we want good for others. We actually desire and wish for their good, not only just for those we care about, but also our competitors and even our enemies. But we also think well of others. We give people the benefit of the doubt. We actually make excuses for their shortcomings. By choosing to view others positively, we reduce negative comparisons that fuel envy. And we should speak well of others, acknowledging that every person deserves a good reputation. And speaking well about others not only lifts them up, but it also reinforces our own sense of contentment. In addition to goodwill, gratitude serves as a powerful antidote to envy. Envy arises when we focus on what we lack and covet what others possess. In contrast, gratitude thanks God for everything He has given us. And this shifts our focus from scarcity to abundance. And then we should extend gratitude to others. Be grateful for what your wife, your children, your co-workers, in fact, everyone around you has been given. If you celebrate everybody's blessings, you'll be happy, and so will they. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what caught your attention with the deadly sin of envy?
Obviously it's true that this comes from, we're so insecure about our own value because we don't know where our value comes from. But it also made me think about a really interesting innate human habit, which is the need to rank and compare things. And beyond that practice and that habit, we also think that it's exclusive. So to be the best at something means everything else is worse than that thing. Yeah. And what I mean by that is in regards to the first part of that, we're always like, oh, it's so hard to, we want to say who the best musician is, but that's really hard to quantify. Well, it's not just hard to quantify. It's not exclusive to say you're the best of the best, which means everyone else is worse than you. And then people get really contentious and they argue over it, but maybe they are the best of the best. And so is that other band, because it's not actually a limited resource. Being at the top isn't, I think, the mountain peak that people think where there's so little room. I think everyone could be the best.
Yes,
and excellent. That's sort of where we get lost in feeling like, and this is where we get really insecure if we think, wow, in reputation and how much people like people, we think that that's so finite that if people like you, that means they must like me less. And that's just innately not true. And this is so true across the board when we talk about this need to compare in everything. We cannot share the title. I thought it was really funny recently. I was looking at, I don't even remember why, but the final for some race, and I don't even know if it was like the Olympics or something, but the two leaders in this race, they had to break it. They crossed the finish line at exactly the same time, and they had to bring it down to like a hundredth of a millionth of a second, like this tiny little fraction.
Yeah.
But you know what that means? There is no real difference between their performance in that race. We just mentally, we want to be able to say, no, definitely I know this one is better, which means the other one is worse. Even though,
yeah,
for all intents and purposes, just...
one's a winner and one's a loser.
Yeah, we want that, but it's not true.
It's
not true. I don't...
This is why I really like the analogy or the point you're making, because there is something in us that makes us look for a standard by which to measure ourselves.
Yes.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get the right standard.
Mm.
The standard by which we measure ourselves cannot be any other person or any other group of people. The only objective standard that you can measure yourself with is yourself at your best.
I see what you mean. I really was waiting for you to say, to Jesus Christ. I'm like, that's interesting. That's hard. That's wild. We want to be like Christ, but that makes so much more sense.
Yeah. So take it to your analogy with the bands. The standard isn't some other band.
Mm-hmm.
It's your band at its best.
Mm-hmm. It's not, oh, well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are really good, but they're really bad at playing Metallica. Can you believe that?
Exactly. Exactly. I love the scene. I love the scene in the gospel where after the resurrection up at the north shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus takes Peter aside and tells him his mission.
Mm.
And then Peter sees John walking on the shore and he says, what about him? And Jesus said, this has nothing to do with him. I'm talking about your mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The antidote to envy is for me to know the mission and gifts that God has given me and then fulfill that.
Yeah.
That's the only measure.
Man, it's always going to come back to the golden rule, which is not treat others how you want to be treated. It's mind your business.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it was actually really beautiful. I was having a conversation with a young woman recently, and this is something I've always run into. If you get a group of women together, whether or not they talk about it, there is such an intense degree of comparison internally. Because I always go to this book club and I'm like, they're all so beautiful and intelligent and they're all just like in this perfect place in life. And suddenly I hate what I'm wearing and I don't like what I look like and I'm like thinking of this. And I talked to someone else from the book club and she was like, I think the same thing every time you show up. And I was like, we all do this. But then we, instead of rectifying it and being like, your good is just good and it's not taking anything from my good.
Yeah.
But if we don't see it that way, then I would just devolve into this, well, then I'm going to try harder and harder and harder. And then they're always thinking, she's trying so hard. I have to put in so much energy. And we just create this impossible race, this marathon, this constant Olympic challenge that's literally impossible. Because we're all just, I like what you said, it's just how you measure up to yourself.
At your best.
Yeah. We always want to be better and better. We always want to be more like God. But how we as individuals will be like God will look different.
Exactly. Yeah, in heaven, Mary does not look like Jesus. St. Francis does not look like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa doesn't look like, they're all unique. And in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have unique characteristics.
Without being any less than the others.
Exactly. That's the amazing thing about God. Equal, but unique.
Good is not finite. We don't have to lose out by sharing.
That's the perfect way to put it. We don't lose out by sharing. Yeah. It's really important for us to understand these deadly sins because these are the roots of our source of unhappiness. Every one of us is mastered by two or three. The key is to figure out which two or three have you, and then we work on the opposite so that we can be truly happy. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.